My project, the Open Learning Initiative, the sister project to my project at Carnegie Mellon, is the Pittsburgh Science of Learning Center, which is an well-funded, $50 million learning research center. And the whole focus of the center is to create and refine theories of human learning. And so the LearnLab, the NSF Center, uses the OLI environments as the research lab so that they can introduce different experimental conditions to test and refine theories of learning. They also, all that data collection we're doing, they can use data mining algorithms to really look across courses at what's happening. And this is sort of a sample of what the data might look like from their perspective. So this is what we call a learning curve. When I showed you that engineering statics tutor, and you could see that the students could go, hint, 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 get the answer. Hint, 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 get the answer. Did that bother anybody? It was like, oh, my student's just going to go hint, 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 get the answer. And they might. Students do that. The difference is we know. So that y-axis is what we call the assistance score. That is the number of times on any knowledge component, and those are really small. It's not like a problem. It's like a subskill in a problem. Every time a student confronted that knowledge component, that they asked for a hint or made an attempt where they got incorrect feedback from the system. So high on the y-axis means a student needs a lot of support to demonstrate that knowledge. On the x-axis, that's the number of opportunities throughout the learning experience that the student had to demonstrate that knowledge component. This is a kind of learning curve that we like to see. This shows us that learning is happening. Because when the student first confronted the challenge, they needed a lot of support and feedback. By the time they've had, each dot is a practice opportunity, they needed a lot less to almost none. So now we don't always see this. Sometimes we see these graphs where it starts up high and kind of fluctuates up there. What would that tell you? Yeah, the student's working, but what we've given them to do is not supporting their learning. Sometimes it starts down low and goes across the bottom. What would that tell you? We're wasting their time. We're giving them lots of practice on something they don't need to practice. And then sometimes the more interesting ones are when you'll see a nice curve and then hit an inflection point. And usually that means we've misspecified the knowledge model. So we've conflated knowledge components that we think of as experts as a single knowledge component, but they're actually more than one. And the other group is the course design team. Now, the other difference about OLI course design is we don't go to an individual faculty member with a technical team and say, let's put your course online. Rather, we bring together teams of faculty domain experts, chemistry faculty, statistics faculty, what have you, learning science.